Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
Today, the constituency of Rushen and a 35-year-old independent candidate, James Hampton. Mr. Hampton is married, two children, another on the way, a trained architect, runs his own business. Good morning to you.
Good morning,
welcome
John.
To the studio. He says that he's entering the political arena to try and improve the prospects for my children on the Isle of Man. Children growing up here can expect a pretty good life on this island,
yes,
can't they?
They can. It's just what the future holds, which seems pretty uncertain at the moment. The reason that I'm standing is because I feel that my upbringing on the Isle of Man was, you know, as good as it could be. I mean, I definitely feel that I've benefited hugely from growing up here. And I think that.
But you still feel there are things that need altering. For instance, you want a clean slate review of health and education, which would imply that you're not at all happy with how they are at the moment.
I think that in general, public services are under threat. I think that's. My perception is that the majority of people would see that especially over the last 5 years, public services, particularly health services, have really started to feel the bite of cuts.
Well, let's go to the nub of your election campaign, which is direct democracy.
Yeah.
It's something which is your rallying cry in simple terms, and please keep it simple. What is direct democracy?
It's giving the population the chance to decide, basically. I think at the moment we saw with the Liz Vane review the Liz Vane review could be perhaps summed up in two short phrases. The public is on a blind date with their government, which I think came from Mr. Roden, and steamroller government. And if you put that, the whole review can be summed up in those two little phrases. And I think that, you know, giving people the chance to actually have a say on the political direction of the Isle of Man is key.
Are you saying that all key decisions should go to, in effect, a referendum?
I don't believe that they would, but I'm saying that they should, because ultimately that potential would help direct.
But aren't you elected with the responsibility to take decisions? Is that not your job?
Yes,
or would
you
that
are,
not be your job?
But the key phrase is a representative. You are supposed to represent the people that you're representing, not dictate to them. And I think that's the key difference. I think that Liz Vane picked up very well the fact that there's not much chance for the population of the Isle of Man to have a say on our political direction. And I have quite a lot of concern about our political direction at the moment, because the model that we are chasing does not support the standard of living which we have achieved.
You say that if half the people who voted for you feel you're not representing them, you'll accept that result and step down.
The power of recall.
Any time during the 5 years, if you felt that you weren't doing what was asked of you by your populace, you'd go.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, if a certain number of people vote for me in Rushen, and that number of people think that I've not doing what I said I would do, and I'm not, you know, performing as they want me to, why would I not go?
On practical terms, I don't think you're just allowed to resign. I think there's a certain mechanism you have to go through, but that's something else. Every action will be recorded and published. Every decision will be open to debate and vote. It's going to make life very complicated for you, isn't it?
Well, we have to look at this pragmatically. At the moment, we have a population who I feel are largely disengaged. Then, you know, politics, there's a core of people who are quite interested in politics locally, and there's a large number of people who
are not.
But
will this re-engage them?
It's an attempt. At the moment, I don't see any other attempts to re-engage them, and I think that political engagement is key, because if you look at any society across the world, and there's reams of data on this, there's a direct correlation between political engagement and the standard of living. If you don't have political engagement, it's no surprise if your standard of living.
One larger question. You say that smaller jurisdictions like Iceland have done well with more independence. Of course, Iceland ran into great trouble with their financial sector, didn't
they? They did, and they've also had the strongest recovery.
So you cite that as something that we could look at and follow.
It's something that we should certainly be considering in the aftermath of Brexit, when we don't know what the UK, how the UK is going to fare, and our strong connection to the UK. It's certainly a conversation and a debate that we should be having in case actions need to be taken.
One last question. You say anything above my current rate of pay would be put into improving public services. So basically
what I've said is that another comment that you often hear is that people are going to get into this for the money. And I've made it clear that I'm not getting into this for the money. I'm going to stay on the rate that I'm on now, so that no decision that I take will be affected by money. And anything that's left over after that, I will put up for whatever the public want to use.
We'll have to end it there. James Hampton, standing in Rushen. Thanks for joining
us this morning.
John.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys general election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.